What's it been like, Ethan? I mean, settling back in?
Yeah, plenty of new faces. I think Tony's the only one. Tony McNamee and then the staff that are here. But lots of new faces, but settling in well and a good group of lads.
And it says a lot for what the manager thought of you, Ethan, because he was keen to get you back. And I remember when you did leave Harps to go to Shamrock Rovers back after the end of the 2017 season, I think Ollie was disappointed that you were moving on.
Well, yeah, I think I had two good years, and then I had the opportunity to go and play full-time football for a couple of years. I couldn't really turn that down, and it was a good learning experience for me. You know, training every day with some of the best players in the country, and hopefully that'll stand to me, you know, coming back here, a bit more experience to bring to the team.
Yeah, because obviously when you were with Shamrock Rovers, you, as you say, full-time football, but you also got the chance to play in European football too.
Yeah, that was great, you know, getting to go away to places like Sweden and Poland and other places like that was good. And the opposition to player when you're playing in Europe is, you know, quite high, and the tempo is quite high, so it's a good experience, anyone will tell you.
So from Shamrock Rovers, it was up to the Linfield and another new challenge in the Irish League?
Yeah, something different. I had a couple of options to maybe stay in the league. And then just everything, you know, when I thought about it, it was probably the best option for me to go up there for a season. It was a good experience. You know, different league, different teams. I'd never played against any of them before. It was an interesting experience.
Yeah, and I'm sure your game has improved since you were last here, Ethan, having played at a professional level and having played with top quality players. You'd like to think it's a new Ethan Boyle that comes back to Harps?
Well, maybe not new, but definitely improved. I'd like to say so anyway. I was away for 2 years in a full-time setup at Rovers, and then went to Linfield, which are quite a big club. So hopefully all of, you know, little bits and pieces I would have picked up along the way kind of helped me improve as a player, which I think I have. And I'm only 24, I think there's still plenty more to go, so yeah.
And Harps fans will remember you as a fully committed player, Ethan, who could play in different positions. You know, I think you came as a right back, but Ollie used you in different positions as well. So where do you feel you can fit into this team?
Same thing. I mean, I didn't come as a right back. I probably came as a midfielder when I first came, and then I got put to right back, and I played left back and left midfield, right midfield, and a load of other positions. But I don't know. You kind of said to me this year I could end up playing anywhere, yeah. You know, and I've played a couple of different positions pre-season already. So I don't know where I'll end up. I enjoy playing in midfield and right back, you know, more comfortably. Whatever way I can get into the team and hold my position, I'm happy to play there.
Yeah. Well, you're part of what's looking to be a decent squad that he's putting together.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I said that, you know, this team, without being disrespectful to the last time I was here, is probably much better than when I was here before. Lots of experienced players that have played in the league and other leagues. Like, you look at Dave Webster was at Rovers for a few years. Barry McNamee was Derry and Cork for a few years. There's lots of quality in the team. Just hopefully, you know, it's getting it to gel right, and then, you know, everyone see how each other plays and stuff like that. I mean, we've a good team and good players, you know, just see how it goes.
Well, listen, it's good to have you back on board again. Best luck for the new season.
Thank you very much.
Well, Seymour, good to speak to you. How have things been going, all set for the start of another campaign?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been a good tough pre-season. Obviously, you know, this is my first time, you know, under Ollie and Finn Harps and stuff. But it's a good squad, for a lot of talented players, a lot of hard work and good work ethic in the group right now. And, you know, we're going through pre-season and trying to get ready for the start of the season. But it's all been going pretty well, yeah.
And it's another new chapter in your own career. Well, you came to League of Ireland football at the beginning of last season when you signed for Sligo Rovers, so you're still really finding your feet within the League of Ireland.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like you said, it's my second year. Like last year, I had a good year with Sligo. You know, we got to Europe and stuff, and I played a lot of games. Was captain a few times, but this year is definitely a year I want to have put my stamp on the league and kind of help Finn Harps, you know, kind of push on a little bit and stuff. But it's still new to me, but I've enjoyed my time here, and it's good league, so.
And when Ollie made that call and was checking you out to see if you'd be interested in a move to Harps. Well, how did you feel about that?
Yeah, no, I mean, like, honestly, it was my conversations with Ollie that really convinced me. You know, I like what he's about, like, as a manager. I like him, you know, as a person, the times I got to speak to him and stuff, and he kind of, you know, laid out what he wanted me from me as a player and stuff, and I was on board with it, you know, since the first time I spoke to him. So, it was all a smooth process throughout.
Plenty of quality within this Harps squad. Well, you'll be part of a decent team.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I mean, like, you know, there's a lot of good mix of young players, old players, a lot of talent, a lot of good players, and I think the most important thing is a lot of hard work and work ethic in the squad. So I think you know, we'll be able to do kind of both sides of it, battle and play and stuff, but I think everybody's looking forward to it, so myself included.
Yeah. And tell me, have you been looking at the fixtures? I'm sure you've been checking out when Harps will be playing your old team Sligo.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, like, you know, had a good year there last year, still have some friends on the team, but you know, once season starts, it's, you know, dog eat dog kind of thing. But I mean, like, you know, I'm looking forward to that game, looking forward to every game really. I'm looking forward to that first game against Bows at home, but yeah, every game will be important and stuff. So
tell me, how did the move come about whenever you left the States and came over to the League of Ireland?
Yeah, so I played with Richie Ryan in Cincinnati, and he, you know, he's a big Sligo Rovers player and League of Ireland player in general and stuff, and you know, he kind of had conversations with me about being interested to go back and play in Ireland and stuff. So it was just something I kind of spoke to him about, and you know, he knows John Russell that was at Sligo and stuff, so it was just kind of an ongoing conversation. And then the fact that, you know, my parents live in England, so it was kind of a thing to be closer to home and kind of a new experience, like, football wise too. It's just a combination of things really.
And I mean, you did well at Sligo last year. As you say, you were captain of the team. Were you a wee bit disappointed then that the things came to an end after just one season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as any player, you know, when you feel like you've been doing well and you want to keep things rolling and stuff, and but at the end of the day, that's football, you know. It's something that happens every year, and there's no malice or bad feelings. It's just come out this year with a point to prove, really.
Well, it's all new for you here at Harps, and as I say, another new challenge for you, and I'm sure it's one you'll embrace.
Yeah, I'm buzzing, looking forward to it. Like I said, I'm enjoying my time with the new teammates and the new team, and I think everybody, you know, not just myself, is really excited for the start of season. So I think all the hard work we've been putting in is hopefully going to pay off on the field.
Okay, well, listen, best of luck.
Awesome, thank you very much. You.